super chats from yesterday and other things, guys. Gonna try to get to your calls. And some, my opinion, interesting stories and some comments, YouTube comments, BitChute comments that I found interesting, guys. I think we are live. It is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles. Thursday, April 18th, Women's Forum, ladies, 2024 AD. And what specifically would I like to touch on? I may give an update about the shooters on scooters in the Bronx. I got a call, a tip from a man in New York who heard about that, and he said it might have been some migrants. I don't have an update on that part, but I do have an update on the victim of the alleged murder, who himself was an alleged criminal. What a mess. Will I cover the WNBA uncensored? We shall see. I still have to read Gregatron's super chat from two nights ago. Wow, what a mess. And I kind of want to get to this Simone Biles story. Did you know that she's married? Apparently she didn't change her name to a black guy. And this black guy said something on a podcast. She had no problem with it. And these busybody people, her fans, had a problem with it. Ridiculous. So hopefully I get to at least that stuff. And maybe other stuff going on in the world. But anyway, everybody, let's get right on with the show!
One, two, three, four. Oh, it's the Hague Report. The Hague Report. La, la, la. Oh, it's the Hague Report. The Hague Report. La, la, la.
Hey, guys!
Oh, it's the Hague Report. The Hague Report.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I am wearing my Facts versus Truth t-shirt. Looking back, I feel like I maybe should have designed it Facts are not Truth, because the truth is bigger than facts. It may include some facts, but facts can deceive. People deceive with facts, and then people believe stuff as fact that aren't even true. What a mess. It's terrible. So you can get yours at teespring.com/stores/thehakereport, which redirects you to thehakereport.creator-spring.com. But you can always just remember thehakereport.com. Okay? Thehakereport.com has all of this stuff. And that's a fact, says Esoteric. Indeed. It is a fact. That caused a lot of confusion in the chat, says Chris. Funny. Yeah, I know. For one, people are shallow. It's interesting how shallow, and people just think straight to the physical rather than the spiritual. In so many ways, such as with the word love. Hopefully I will get to that. Hopefully so. Have some cool Hake music, by the way, to share with you. Let me get to a call or two here first before I get into these super chats and other things. Kentucky John is on the line. John from Kentucky. How are you doing, John? What's up, man?
I'm doing all right. It's not the Hake Report anymore. It's the Hake and Snake Show. Remember that?
I do remember that. The Hake and Snake Show. Per my caller yesterday. It's an instant classic, yeah. From Mark in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's my favorite call of all time, man. I've watched it three times.
Right on, man.
I don't know why it's so funny to me, but he was pissed, man. He was pissed.
He was mad. That's true.
And look, he's mad because you're giving a black man more time than him, man. That's why he's mad. And you're making him wait. And I think that's so hilarious.
And it's a particular, it's like a communist black man, a snake.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
Joe seems to be a good guy.
Nice. He's nice, and he knows how to conduct himself in public, I think, maybe, for the most part. Of course.
Yeah, and it's like you give people that disagree with you a little bit more time. That's the way it's supposed to be, because that's what I listen for. I don't really like the calls where y'all agreeing with each other on everything y'all say.
Yeah.
That's not very entertaining to me.
Exactly. That's what I meant when I told him he's not very interesting. He says stuff like...
Yeah.
He says stuff like, "Oh, look at the whites. They're peaceful at this funeral for Lakin Riley, who was killed by an illegal, allegedly." And that's compare that to the Black Lives Matter rioting over George Floyd. I'm like, "Yeah, we know. Okay. Great point." And he says
like, "Which side are you on? Are you on the, like, I guess white side or black side, I guess?"
No, he means, well, yeah, white side or anti-white side. And also communism versus anti-communism.
That's too deep for me, man.
Yeah.
I don't know about the politics, but...
True.
Yeah, man, I hope he calls in today. So, Mark, if you're listening, call in today and put Hake back in his place again. That was hilarious, man.
Well, thank you for
That's
your call.
That's all I got, man.
Glad you were able to get in. John in Kentucky. Take care.
All right.
Bye. That's a Black Hebrew Israelite fan. Next time he calls, he will say, "I am not a fan, Hake. I am not your fan." I got to get to Dave in Ocala, Florida, who's on the line here. Dave, thank you for calling and holding there. I wanted to get to you yesterday, man. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. I understand. I mean, you got to get to other people. I mean, that's just the way it is. But
yep.
I wanted to talk about the Section 8 thing. But before I do, I got Mark, man. Mark, I got two words for you. It's called medical marijuana, man. Go get you a card, buddy, because you're wound up tighter than a drum.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. Did you ever do that?
I'm just joking.
Okay.
I'm just joking. I did it in the old days, you know, when I was a kid.
Right.
Anyway, so my friend, that girl I told you that gave me that Tom Petty tape, she died in Section 8 housing, okay?
Wait,
and her,
your friend who gave you the Tom
remember
Petty
that girl
something?
I told you I grew up with that gave me that Tom Petty tape of... Reel to Reel that I told you about a long time ago from Gainesville. Anyway,
okay.
She ended up passing. I mean, I knew the girl since I was 10 years old. So
yeah.
She passed away in 17 in Section 8 housing, and her rent was $80 a month. Okay.
$80 so, a month?
Yeah, that's all it was.
And she passed away in what? Did you say 2017?
Yeah, she passed away in 2017, just in her chair. She just went to sleep and was gone. But anyway.
And in 2017, the rent was $80 a month?
$80 a month. It was a one-bedroom, one-bath, you know, kitchen deal, probably about 650 square foot, something like that. And what I'm trying to get to is, who do you think was paying the rest of that money? You, me.
Right.
Yeah.
650 square feet. What is that?
It's a decent sized little apartment thing.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
What was mine? Because I had a nice little traditional guest house, they called it. It was basically attached to their separated garage. It like kind of came off the garage, and then it also had an enclosed patio that I could lock up with a furnace fireplace thing that I never used. Rats would get in. I paid.
Where was that at?
That was in Temple City, California. I paid $600 a month, so it was hard It was hard for me to let that go to move here. Just emotionally, because I liked it and it was a pretty good deal. But I was definitely able to. It was the right thing to do, because time is more important than money. I was commuting like an hour and a half back, off a 35-minute drive.
In your Corolla.
Yeah.
Five-speed Corolla.
Yep.
Check this out. So 75% of that complex was black and about 25% was white.
Yeah, okay.
It was in here in Ocala, but this is what I want to let you know. She messed her ankle up, and so she couldn't really walk unless she had crutches.
Yeah.
Two black dudes, walked into her apartment and stole her 50-inch TV right in front of her. Yanked it right out the wall, took it away.
Ooh.
So that, when I found
that is so evil, that female evil cruelty towards the innocent, not the innocent, the helpless, towards the helpless.
She couldn't get up.
Right. Just, so that is crazy. Were they wearing masks at least?
No.
Whoa.
They were probably like cousins or something of somebody that lived there, and somebody told them, and they probably lived like 10, 15 miles away, so they just knew nothing was going to happen and blah, blah, blah. So I went around that complex and I told them, I said, listen, you know, anybody comes over this girl's house, you know, I'll hunt them down. I did the crazy white boy brother thing, you know, like I'm her brother.
I disavow.
And I just let them know, you know, don't come to this girl's house again, okay?
Wow.
I'll be waiting for you in the closet. I'll jump out and shoot you, you know?
Yeah, you know, Joe from Phoenix was trying to troll me, kind of like Obama does, which would try to troll the conservatives, saying, Joe from Phoenix said, Section 8 is a white thing. It's not a black thing. Most of the Section 8 people are white. So why are you being so harsh on the whites, calling them ghetto? But there are disproportionately ghetto. It's not all of them. Well, there was
kids everywhere. I mean, this one family had like probably 6 or 7 kids.
Okay? Yeah.
You know, one of the things Mark is, I think, somewhere close to my age, okay? Maybe older, I think. And see, you're 41, right?
42.
So, yeah, 42.
Get it and right.
Isn't your birthday July 14th?
It's around there.
Oh, okay.
He's doxing anyway, he's redoxing it, right? Everything. It's close to it, but yeah, you're close.
Okay, anyway, we've seen the demise of this country, man, you know? I mean,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I understand Mark's frustration because a whole lot of people are distraught at seeing how rapidly the destruction has come and the fundamental transformation of America has been pushed since before Obama and then accelerated with Obama, and it's just out of control. And people are blind.
It really started in around 1980. Okay, with the Cuban situation here in Florida. I mean, that was a big thing. You know, and here's the thing, man. You know, white people are sick and tired of hearing about this racist stuff. I mean, racist this, racist that. You know, when I go out and I'm out and about, I ain't worried about white people. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, Cubans, Mexicans, blacks. That's who I'm worried about trying to rob and steal from me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
You know, so... And, you know, this idea, like, Jesse had interviewed a guy. I've seen him on other interviews. He's just a total black racist man. I mean, this guy's so racist, crying about how we stole their language and they built this country. Well, let me ask you something. How could 13% of the population, if that was the same back then, I don't know, build this country? I mean, do the math.
Yeah. No, Hollow. We're a hollow shell of what we once were. It's terrible.
Yeah, sort of. And then there's a guy, I'm not going to dox him, but he says, you never seen a cop shoot a brother with a pair of work boots on, have you?
Well, you make me think of Ahmaud Arbery. People think that he was wearing boots. I don't know if he was actually wearing boots. The guy who, the jogger, he was jogging.
Yeah, I disagree with you on that case, man. Those people, see, those guys there, those three men that shot him, or, you know, that drove down there to, you know, accost him, whatever we want to call it. Those are those old white people that I told you that are pretty much died out. That's their sons. And you saw how they're like in their 50s or something like that.
Yeah, and those then they had one son who was like in around 30.
Yeah, those people are last of a dying breed down here.
Isn't that somewhat of a shame though? Because you're suggesting that they're the old school racists or whatever you want to call. What would you call them? What do you mean by that? What are they?
Yeah, they're old. Those guys were old school racists, man. Those guys were.
Do you use the term racist though? Do you Because I just put words in your mouth. So what would you call them?
That's what I'm saying. Those are the guys that I, those are the type of people that when I was real young, okay, were used the N word and were real, you know, mm-hmm. upset about the blacks. Okay. But then those, like I told you before, those people sort of died off, but you know, yeah. those guys in Georgia are a last of the generation, you know, they were brought up, their parents taught them all that. Okay. Their daddy taught them to be like that.
You know, how do you know this, though? How do you know this about the guys who is a retired detective and a former military police trainer, the son, and then their friend Robbie Bryant or Roddy Bryant? Those guys are spending, like, life in prison or something like that.
Yeah, I'm speculating. But how do you,
okay, so you're speculating. Because they followed him. They followed him, which... Apparently, it was ill-advised. I think it's just plainly ill-advised to follow a black person who was suspected of stealing stuff and going into houses, which he did go into houses, and he had tried to steal stuff, and he had brought a gun onto campus, and he had been a problem guy. But they're acting like, the people are acting like it's a racism thing, when in reality, they both have problems. Ahmaud Arbery was an out-of-control, skittish, wild black guy who wouldn't mind his own business and who was squirrely and too eager to fight. And then those guys were maybe too eager to... thinking that this was the old, good old days, and I do mean good old days, when you can hold people for citizens' arrest and look out for your neighborhood. They thought it was that, but
well,
it's
that's
not
what they
that.
Should have done. They shouldn't have shot him. What they should have, I mean, it was 3-on-1. They should have just, you know, got him in a chokehold, okay?
That's what they
and,
tried to do.
And held him until the cops got there, huh?
But that's what they tried to do.
Well, it looked to me like that they pointed that shotgun at him and he tried to grab it from him, and that was a big mistake on their part. The guy should have been further away from him.
I don't know whether they tried to point the shotgun at him. He grabbed at the shotgun and punched the guy, and he was grabbing at the shotgun, and that's very ill-advised. That's wild. Are you crazy?
Right.
They were trying to citizens arrest him. I really don't believe, and I can't imagine that any fair-minded person would believe that they would have shot him had he not posed a threat to them.
I understand that. I understand that.
Do you believe they would have shot him had he not been fighting with them? And trying to get the gun from them?
I don't know, but man, listen.
No. Do you think that? No, I want to know, do you think that? Because you have this...
Okay, say it again now.
Do you think that they would have shot him had he not tried to fight them?
Maybe not, but let me
I can't believe that this is even a question.
Well, here's the thing. Put yourself in this situation, okay? You're a white guy, jogging down the road, and three black guys show up in two pickup trucks, and one of them's got a freaking shotgun, and they're surrounded you. What are you going to do?
That's a totally different situation.
No, I'm just trying to put you.
I have no idea.
In a fight scene.
It's not necessarily a fight scene.
I'm going to go out swinging. They're going to have to kill me, just like they did that kid. You know,
that's because you're angry. That's because you are angry and insane yourself.
Well, it depends on their attitude, okay? It depends on if they're calling me, like, say they're calling me honky and a cracker and all this kind of stuff. Say it's going that route, okay? Then I might know. I'm in trouble here, you know. So
you're way in your head on this, man.
No, I'm painting a picture for you of reality.
That's not reality. That's imagination.
No, fights are like that. Okay, when people come and attack people like that, dude,
they didn't come to attack. They said, "Hey, come here, stop. They're trying to do a citizen's arrest." There's zero indication that they were going to shoot the guy had he not been fighting with them.
Until he grabbed their shotgun.
He was grabbing the shotgun, punching the guy in the face, trying to get the shotgun away from him. He forced them into a self-defense situation. You can criticize.
That's the That's the white dude's story, man. The black guy's
but that's
dead.
Clearly, yeah. Obviously, it's not even their story. It's what I watched happen on the video.
You saw the whole video.
I saw the video where he shot
clips of it.
It doesn't matter. Like, he fought them. Did he fight them or not? Yes, he fought them. Was that a threat once he's fighting with them and grabbing at the gun? Yes, that's a threat. At that point, it's a self-defense situation. You can say, oh, it's not technically self-defense because they're the ones who instigated the situation, but he escalated the situation unnecessarily.
Well, one of the reasons why he probably escalated the situation is because it was 3-on-1. Okay?
That doesn't make sense.
You know what
I'm saying,
buddy?
Reason. That's a reason to calm down. Hey, whoa, guys. Hey, let's just relax. But he doesn't have that mindset because he's an emotional, squirrely, death wish type of guy who doesn't care, who has no concern for himself or others, for his own life or others.
I see your point, Hake, but I look at those men and I can look at them white men, okay? And I've seen them kind of white men down here before, okay?
Have you seen them? Have you ever seen them kind of white men kill an innocent man without any provocation at all?
Yeah, I saw. I knew a guy that two white men that took a black kid that had a big mouth around where I lived and threw him into a well.
That sounds like you just said big mouth. You just said big mouth. That's provocation.
Yeah, but you don't, just because some guy's got a big mouth and everything like that, don't mean you need to kill him and throw him down a well.
I agree. You shouldn't do that. I agree. Right. You shouldn't do that. But I asked you if you've ever heard of these old school racist white men kill somebody without any provocation, and you didn't give me an answer of yes.
Well,
you said yes, but you gave me an example that wasn't an example.
Have you ever been in the South for a period of time?
Yeah.
Oh, you have.
Why are you so brainwashed by this racism thing? You're a boomer, huh?
Man, I ain't brainwashed about no racism.
Yeah, you are.
Thing. That's just my opinion now. Listen, I saw it.
No, it's not your opinion. Nobody has opinions. Everybody's brainwashed into believing the crazy things that they believe in. Because you don't even know these guys, and you're making all kinds of assumptions.
I know of them. I know of those people. I grew up around those kind of people, dude.
I know, but you have this boomer. You have this
their breakfast, okay?
What?
I mean, they just loved it.
What?
Okay. They just as soon as fight a black person as eating their breakfast, man. They
and
love
why would
it,
they do that?
Okay? You get what I'm saying?
And why?
Because they're wicked and hate. They hated them.
I know, but why?
You know? Probably because it was, you know, it's in their blood. You know, they were raised up to hate black people, man.
Why would they hate black people?
Because their daddy before them did.
Why did their daddy before them hate black people?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay? See? You don't know, you don't understand. Maybe you don't understand your own hatred, because you're an angry, hateful person, admittedly, you've admitted. So you don't understand that why people are hateful. People are...
Well, yeah, but
you're acting like the blacks are just these poor, innocent people who didn't do anything.
No, I'm not, man. I'm sick of them.
I asked you why they...
Really wanted to...
You're sick of them. Exactly.
Charlamagne, Oprah. I'm sick of all them people.
So then why can't you admit that these old-school white racists are sick of them?
Yeah, they're sick of them, too, but you don't need to pull a gun out and shoot the dude when it's 3-on-1. You go up there and smack him in the head and put him in a chokehold and tell him, we got you, and the cops are coming. You don't shoot him with a shotgun, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
If you were, let's say you made a tactical error, all right? Either you were heated or overzealous or whatever. You were trying to do a citizen's arrest. You're armed, and you have your gun out because you're like, man, you got to stop. We've been having these break-ins. We've been having stuff get stolen. We're sick of it. You got to stop. You're in this situation. A black guy says, no, I'm not stopping. And he starts punching you and grabbing for your gun. What are you going to do?
Well, first off, I wouldn't have got close enough.
No. I said, say you made a tactical error and he's close to you. You have no choice. You are... picture you being the white young man who had the shotgun in that situation. You think that you would have been able to get the guy in a headlock after he's already grabbing the shotgun?
Well, I wouldn't have. First off, I would have left.
No. I'm not saying wouldn't have. I said, say you made a tactical error. Maybe you were overheated, because you do get overheated and emotional. You admitted. What would you do in that situation? A person is grabbing at your gun and punching you in the face.
All right. Well, if he came at me like that, and what you're saying, that situation, I'd shoot him right in the kneecap, okay, or his leg,
Lord.
Where it's cut to the meat off, and then he'd be on the ground crying, and I'd be like, hey, I told you.
This is not the movies, man. You're not the person of interest, dude. You can't just shoot people in the kneecaps.
Listen, I saw a black kid on a video today.
I gotta run, man. We talk again, because we've been talking 20 minutes.
I know. You're the one that went into the.
I know. Well, I just brought up Ahmaud Arbery because you talked about I forget what I brought up. Oh yeah, you said there. You said I don't know.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah, you said, have you ever seen a black guy get shot wearing work boots?
And people
claim, yeah, you quoted one of your friends who said that.
Yeah, you never seen a black
guy. Yeah, and then I said, well, they claim Ahmaud Arbery was wearing work boots, and then you remembered.
I didn't know he was wearing work boots.
But I don't think he was. I don't know. He may or may not have been. He might have been wearing running shoes.
So who's in their imagination now, man?
I didn't say that. I'm saying some people said that.
That he was wearing work boots.
But I got to run, man. Nice talking with you.
All right. All right, buddy. Take
all right.
care.
You too. Bye. A mess. You can tell it's topics that I'm interested in. It's so interesting how blind people are. I'm shaking my head. Tom in New York is on the line. Tom, thank you for calling and holding, man. What's up?
What's up, Hank? How you doing?
Hey, doing fine.
I just wanted to call in. You know, I know the topic seemed to be about facts versus truth.
Yeah.
And you were wearing the shirt on the Jesse show, and it was just a topic I was interested in. I just kind of wanted to, I guess, discuss it a little bit.
Right on. Cool.
So I guess I could start with what do you see as the difference between facts or truth?
Facts are oftentimes irrelevant. Truth is relevant. Facts may distract you from the truth. People can deceive by cherry-picking some fact or some few facts in order to hide the truth.
Right,
you can know some factual things. You can know the quote-unquote truth, but really all you know is facts intellectually, and spout off at people and bash them over the head with it, and it doesn't even apply, and it's coming off evil. You have no love. Whereas if you're a person of truth, a man of truth, or maybe a woman who loves the truth, then you're led by the spirit of truth. You're patient. You don't believe the bigger lie, the big lie of anger. The liberals talk about the big lie. And it's about some dumb thing like an election, right? But the big lie is anger that everybody buys into, and self-righteousness. Knowledge, people get knowledge with all these facts, and they think they know the truth about the earth is flat, or the earth is an obvious globe, or whatever. And that's not truth. That is a disagreement over facts, and it's dumb.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But would you agree that the whole topic is interesting, or the reason we're even talking about it is because how you know, let's say evil people weaponize facts in order to win arguments or to further their own agenda,
yep.
To beat people with, right? I mean, that's why it's a topic at all.
It's all ego. Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah.
That's
what
the climate climate hysterics people do. They They bash you over the head with their selective facts in order to push a communist, globalist, socialist agenda of redistributing America's wealth. Or you in a, interpersonally, people arguing on a radio show or arguing in person, they are just trying to get an ego feeling of winning the argument or being right or whatever, looking right. down on the other person.
Oh, and just quick on that, on arguing in person, do you believe that sometimes you could be talking with somebody who's trying to argue with you and not and refrain from arguing but still talk with them? Would you agree with that? I mean, it's kind of, maybe it's a little...
You can. I'm pondering it. My only hesitation is that sometimes you don't want to even talk to a person who wants to argue. But I think you can talk a little bit with them, and maybe your gentle answer or unexpected answer...
Right.
Or even completely changing the subject to something more actually important, will break their spell of argumentative spirit, you know? For example, like JLP, I listen to him on the radio show, and different blacks or whoever will call in with, and they'll argue over facts, and then he'll ask about their personal life, their anger, their mothers, their personal lives, and it's something relatable. And their spirit just quickly changes, and you will find out that they're actually open to the truth.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed myself sometimes, like, and it could be, like, with the wife. Like, you know, I could be arguing, and I know if I'm arguing, I'm getting, you know, some emotions are coming up in my body.
Yeah.
And but when I'm just talking, that's not happening. So that's where I was coming from with that one.
Oh, totally, man! Isn't it interesting?
Like if there's no emotions with it, I'm like, okay, you know, not that I'm judging myself either way, but it, you know, I know I'm kind of on the right track.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But you know, back to the facts and the truth.
Yeah.
I find it very interesting, and I feel like I'm coming to understand that, because I used to think, you know, because the left would beat, as you said, like the self-righteous just beat you with the knowledge of the facts.
Right.
I've come to realize that as I'm beginning to understand the nature of evil, that they really do not even care about the facts.
That's so true.
Right, it's a lie. So once you're in a discussion with them and you believe that they care about facts, you've already lost because they don't.
Right. Feelings don't care about facts.
right. Or an evil doesn't care about facts.
Yeah, same thing. Feelings are evil, or emotions, Lin Yuanqing.
Right.
Yeah, so true, man. You know what? Part of the reason why I made this shirt... Finish your point. Go ahead.
No. That was it. I believe I'm coming to understand that they really don't care about the facts, and that it's always a moral argument, and under the guise of a discussion about facts.
Yeah, and it's really an immoral argument that they're making. Their morality is inverted, like they turn morality upside down. Wrong is right, and right is wrong.
Absolutely, and tell me what you think about this. What I see is that they're sometimes, maybe most of the time, consciously, because they believe that, you know, good is evil and evil is good. So maybe sometimes it's conscious, but they're not. They just believe that you're evil, for example, or someone, you know, is evil. And they don't really care about the argument, but once you get into the facts with them, they just want to win the argument. They want to keep you on your heels, and they don't care about right or wrong or making sense or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I know that there are like communist type people who will be like, "Well, actually," and they will just bury you, metaphorically speaking, in a mountain of distracting facts. Some people call it like gish galloping. might be a term for it. I'm not sure. But part of the reason I came up with this shirt was Trump. Trump would say stuff, and he wouldn't have all the facts because he's not a facts guy. He's a truth, big picture truth guy. And they say, well, what about this? Well, what about that? Whites do it too. JLP too. He can't remember facts that much, but he knows the truth. And so he tells the truth, and then all the facts people will come, and their facts can be a mixed bag, and say, well, actually, this, this, and this, but they don't have the big picture truth.
And and I realize that it's easier to not fall for that as I'm dying for my ego, and when I have nothing to prove, I don't have to get caught up in the facts. And I don't, because I'm not trying to prove anything to somebody anymore. I used to get tripped up because I was always trying to prove something myself. And because I was trying to prove when they would, you know, come at me with all the facts to try to distract me, I'd fall for them and get distracted because I'm trying to win an intellectual argument.
Yeah.
And then I would, you know, I would lose. You know, sometimes people could make more sense factually and still lose the argument just based on, like, the whole spirit of it and whether or not they're being weak or what. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I kind of do,
Yeah. Like, this whole topic for me became interesting when I was watching, and this is before I forgave and all that, when I was all wrapped up in it, more wrapped up in it. I was watching Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris. That was like the number one thing I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard any of that. They had like hours, like lengthy discussions, quote unquote, about, you know, God versus is there a God, is there not a God?
Okay.
And I was so upset because Jordan Peterson was way more sophisticated, way more intelligent, in my opinion, than Sam Harris. But he was losing the argument.
Oh.
He was losing the, and I was like, but he's standing up for what's good. How is that happening? You know what I mean? It boggled my mind because Sam Harris, he knew how to. He was a bit more, I don't know, clever or shrewd.
I think Sam Harris is able to project a calmness to him better than
Jordan
this emotional wreck called Jordan Peterson. You know, even if it's a false calm, that is able to being able to maintain that on some level is, and maybe I don't know, maybe Sam Harris is actually closer to the truth, even though he's a kind of a dumb liberal.
Yeah, you know what, That's that might be true.
Yeah, because Jordan Peterson is kind of he's kind of off, you know, on some
way
level.
And also, I don't know. I had maybe an interesting thought about what we're saying right now. That, you know, if your father is the devil, I mean, I look at it like if I was the devil, if your father is the devil, who are you going to make win the argument? The
worst devil. Both, yeah, the
one supporting your agenda more.
Right. Good point. Yeah. That's why the so-called left wins.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah. Both the left and the right are evil. It's just the left is more consistently evil, and the right is trying to be good, and it's just weak at being good.
It's such a shame to see that because. Yeah, you have people, I mean, and I guess on both sides, they're, I guess, have quote-unquote good intentions. But it's a shame to see people trying to stand for what's right and not knowing why they're failing at it. And
same goes with the Christians and the whites. The Christians, the whites, the independent thinker people, they're angry, they're emotional. They're overreacting to the evil around them. They're not loving their enemy with that calm. So they're falling right into their hands, either by being afraid or being angry. And it's evil wins.
that's how it wins. It doesn't care. Evil will argue with you. It'll make no sense. It'll lose an argument. If it gets you to react, it wins. So
yeah,
that's
nice, man. But,
yeah. No, it was just an interesting topic.
Yeah, great call. Call me again, Tom in New York. Appreciate you, man.
Yep. Appreciate you too, Hank. Have a good day, man.
You too. Ooh. There is one line open, guys. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Let me get to it, at least one or two stories, right, before I get back to calls. Shooters on scooters, update from yesterday's tip from a caller from New York. New York Daily News reports a man who was gunned down in the Bronx by shooters on scooters, which is not as good as Meals on Wheels, I have to tell you. I once delivered Meals on Wheels. I don't even think I was driving yet. I was riding around with my grandpa, and we would deliver to the old folks who were needed their meals. And so we drove and delivered meals to them. Nice, huh? That's pleasant. New York Daily News, man gunned down in the Bronx was expected in court for fleeing from cops in a stolen car. And for crashing, he crashed into a moped. He stole a car, allegedly, and crashed into a moped. And now he's, and then he was on, like, pre-trial release or something. He should have been in jail. Maybe he should have been, maybe he'd be alive today. I have screenshots from this article. Police were investigating after four people were shot on East Mount Eden Avenue and Townsend Avenue in the Bronx Tuesday this week. This is a report from April 17th, yesterday. By Sheetal Bancharia and Rocco Parascalan Candola. Nice American names. Maybe Italian, partly. One of them. Rocco. A man fatally shot by two so-called gunmen, I call them gun males because they're not men, if this indeed was a murder, at a Bronx corner Tuesday evening had been due in court 15 hours later when he was facing charges stemming from a crash in which he struck a moped with a stolen car. Miguel Doleo, nice American name. His scheduled appearance in Bronx criminal court Wednesday morning was a November 11th bust, but he was shot Tuesday evening, right? Afternoon, evening? November 11th bust. So on November 11th, he stole a car, and they let him out and crashed into a moped, and they let him out. The heek. He was also accused of fleeing from police, criminal possession of a weapon. You know, New York doesn't allow you the right to carry guns. Reckless endangerment and aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle. Miguel Doleo, November 10th, was behind the wheel of a stolen 2019 Acura MDX. I don't have a picture of this guy. Doleo. D-O-L-E-A-E-O. D-O-L-E-O. They tried to pull him over near the near one corner. Instead, he drove off and hit a moped. That's those pedal motorcycles that have a pedal in it, right, I think? The man ditched the car and ran off. Cops caught up to him in the early hours of November 11th. The driver of the moped was not injured, fortunately. How did he not get hurt? That's pretty good. NYPD detectives believe there's a gang element to DeLeo's death. He and three other men were hanging out on the corner around 6:15 p.m. Tuesday. It's still somewhat light out, although if you're between tall buildings, I guess it's getting a little darker. Four suspects on two mopeds zipped by. The scooter passengers pulled out guns and fired off about 10 shots, fatally striking 29-year-old Miguel Doleo in the chest and leg. Three other men were all hit in the legs. I laugh because I'm thinking back at the caller who told me that he would have shot the guy in the kneecaps. Kneecaps are easy to miss. You could graze the guy and then he has the gun and he got you. Anyway, one was conscious. The other guy was shot unconscious. The other guy was shot in the leg, said witness, 20-year-old Wilkness Hernandez. Can't believe what my eyes were seeing. Relatives of Miguel Doleo, father of six, too heartbroken to speak about his death Wednesday. He was my brother. He just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, said his sister, Erica Delgado. He was a great father and a loving brother. He basically raised my son as a father figure. Sounds like a messed up family to me. Wrong place at the wrong time. They make it sound so innocent. Miguel Doleo was frequently on that corner with his friends. 29-year-old, bumming around with your friends. Not bum like a homeless bum, but like a, don't you have work? Don't you have things to do? And shout out to the people who hang out on the corner. Listening to Hake and JLP. Crazy. Police, with the help of NYPD helicopters, tracked a man on a scooter driving recklessly near the scene and took him into custody. He may or may not have been linked to the killing. They've been going aggressively after people on scooters, the NYPD community response team. I guess scooters can steal stuff and get away quick. Weave in and out through all those taxis in New York, who knows? Riding around on illegal scooters, dirt bikes, and ATVs are going to be going after them. What a mess going on in New York. Oh, but crime is down in New York. Well, they're cooking the books. They're not being honest about the crime in New York. And my caller claimed that he thought that it was... look, now they have to block off the street. What a headache. You're trying to get home. I mean, a lot of them take the subway, but... my caller thought that the people on the scooters were migrants. Meaning illegals. Somebody was trying to rob a bank around here. The ghetto bird all up everywhere. Hake should be a police spokesman, says Rocco. Yeah, crime is down by hell, says Zenny. Exactly, man. They're in utter denial. I remember reading The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And I read that in 1950-something, there were like 200 murders, maybe 276 murders in the state of California. This is Jesse Lee Peterson's book, The Antidote. A few decades later, the murder was 6 times that rate per capita. And it was like 3,000 or something like that. Crazy, huh? Because it went out of control. For one, the single mothers. We need to defund single mothers. For two, we need to not be allowing in these criminals or these people, these single mothers who raise criminals. That's not a family unit. They call them family units. When you bring in a illegal alien mother and her child, supposedly her child, Trump was separating, quote unquote, families, separating a child from a supposed mother or supposed father. He was my brother. He was a great father stealing cars. And shout out to the great fathers who steal cars. No judgment from Hake. A loving brother raised my son. Whereas his father was a father figure. Another fake idea, father figure. And now he's gone. So watch out on these corners. Nick, the American Anchor Baby, witnessed I don't think it was a hit and run, but a vehicle crash into a family. A family man died right up there on the corner. Wait, right back there on the corner. Right there. Trying to point directly, accurately. Is that autism? Is that autism? And he should have been in jail. He might have been alive today. It reminds me of Trayvon Martin. We have this soft-on-crime mess going on. You know how Trayvon Martin, another thing that I read in the antidote, I think, he was caught tagging up a school door, tagging it, you know, graffiti, markering it up or something. I don't think it was a spray can. I don't remember. Or knifing it. I don't think he was knifing it. But they looked through his bag and they found what police described as a burglary tool, a screwdriver, and items of women's jewelry. What's he doing with women's jewelry? A mama's boy. Maybe he's just a mama's boy. He didn't do nothing. And he was looking suspicious, according to George Zimmerman, who doesn't just think, there's no evidence that George Zimmerman just runs around thinking that Trayvon Martin doesn't run around thinking all black young men are suspicious looking. If they're walking like they have sense, what was he doing when he was walking around? How was he acting? Was he peeking in windows? What was he doing? There had been a lot of break-ins in that area. But no, the dumb, useful idiot people like the boomers, shout out to David and Ocala, want to think, oh, George Zimmerman was racist because he said, I think he's black. And George Zimmerman was answering a question from the police intercept people. Terrible. What a mess. Blind people in their imaginations want to pretend like these people are the victims of racism. I wish that we were more shamelessly, quote-unquote, racist. In that, the people who are just fair-minded, enforce the law, don't care about whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian, just enforce the law. But I guess that's a white value, therefore it's a racist value. Fair-minded. That's too fair-minded. That's not mama enough. And it gets more people killed. These school shootings with all these children of single mothers or children of messed up families in the case of the Crumblies, because he had his father and mother supposedly married. And that's why I go after these betas, by the way. Some of you guys were going crazy over my coverage of that beta guy, the simp, who is like, oh, this is so wonderful. I love you, to his wife after 45 years of marriage. The weak fathers who stay together, staying together with your wife is the bare minimum basic standard, right? It doesn't make you a good... It doesn't mean it's not worthy of applause, because oftentimes they're. I'm done with that, Hassan. Thank you. Oftentimes they are kissing up, and the kids are still turning out messed up and weak, and evil. Oftentimes liberal. And crime is not the only evil. Mess. Let me get to Denny in Bulgaria before I go to break, guys. The lines are full. Denny, thank you for calling there, man. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Hake. Can you hear me well?
I can. You sound great.
Glad to hear. Mr. Hake, you were having a conversation about facts and truth.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make the difference. Maybe this will help. It's a fact that there is such a thing as the Democratic Republic of North Korea. And it's a fact that they have elections.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you believe those elections are true, then you have more than one problem.
That's
the same can be said.
That's true. That's a fact, too. Go ahead.
Indeed. And the same can be said about many other countries that are quote-unquote republics.
Yeah.
So just because something is a fact, and maybe this because my father, he died now, but while he was alive, he used to tell me, when you give examples, make sure the other side understands you. Don't use big words. Use practical examples. Use something easy. So that's a pretty easy example. I just wanted to share it with you. Maybe this will help.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate that. Repeat that second example one more time for us.
I just highlighted that there are many other countries that are in the same situation.
Yeah. You know, there are... It's a fact that Trump was found liable for S-word abuse, but that doesn't make it the truth. It doesn't make it the truth that he is a R-wordist, apist Ray, but people run around saying, oh, he's an apist Ray, just based on the fact that some dumb jury in a dumb lawsuit found him liable for abuse in the S-word way.
Well, my career started in the government sector, so I believe that I know more about this than other people.
Okay.
Because I was there, I saw it. So normally I avoid politics, but there's a good advice I can give you. Unless we're talking about the Pope, or a bishop or any high-ranking Catholic official, the sexual scandals should not even be taken under consideration. First of all, you said Trump. Trump was elected to be president, not a pope.
Yeah.
The pope is not allowed to have sex. Trump is allowed to.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, what matters, and this can be said about many other presidents, prime ministers, kings, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So, in all fairness, and I understand how ugly and odd it sounds, but it is, and that's another fact, which happened to be true. Men and women are different. Like, for example, a man can really love his wife. He can take care of her and everything. And have sex with another woman every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm just saying that this is how we're made.
Right.
Whether this is a good thing or bad thing, I'm not even going to talk about it because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm just highlighting the fact. Women, by nature, again, another fact, are actually more sexual than us. That's how it is. They just don't show it that much because, well, it's just one of those things that they do. But by nature, women are more sexual. Men are viewing it more like a hunt, right? I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing. That's just what it is. Like, it's, hey guys, look at what I did.
You mean...
And you're... Say again?
Yeah, you mean... Okay, so you mean women are more sexual in that they are... they are more into sex appeal? Or what do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, of course.
Seduction? They're more into seducing men?
Well, seduction in that manner that it's part of the nature. Like, women tend to take care of them, of their appearances, of how they look like.
Yeah, for the sake of their sex appeal.
Yeah, why would a woman wear lipstick? Because the red lips are, you know, a symbol of health.
Okay.
Right, and that's part of that.
Yeah.
So this is how it is. So again, you mentioned Trump. I'm not really going to, you know, discuss that because it doesn't matter.
Right.
It could be said about your current president, the previous, the one before, and it doesn't really matter because those people were elected to be politicians. Whether they're good or bad, I'm still not going to talk about it because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But since you brought that one up, this should be taken under consideration if we talk about the Pope.
Yeah.
If we're not talking about the Pope, it doesn't really matter.
Indeed. And the Pope, and that's, in my opinion, it's kind of a dumb thing in the case of the Pope, too, because, well, I don't even know if I really believe in the office of the Pope, the position of the Pope, as if he's some leader who's over everybody
well,
else,
I
you know?
I don't either, but... But they set those rules. I didn't.
True.
I would be perfectly fine if they removed that rule tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they said it. They wanted it. So if you set the rules in your own home, well, you better play by them.
Right.
Otherwise, people will talk. So
yep.
there was never Facts. Anything that a king, a president, or a prime minister should not have a sexual relationship. That at least I'm not aware of that.
Yeah.
So I just gave that example, and again, my father gave me that example.
Nice.
They set those rules, they wanted it like that, so, you know, held them to their standards. It's only fair.
Right.
But when you talk about a political figure, it's absurd. Like, for example,
I'm irrelevant.
Accountant.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm an accountant. I've been in a financial department for about 12 or 13 years now. Who I'm having a relationship with, how long, and what we're doing, this isn't any of your business. This
right.
is between me and the woman that I'm with.
Yep.
So the employer should concern how I'm doing my job, because that's what he's paying me for.
Yep.
Which is fair. But in all fairness, and again, I'm just, you know, highlighting. Those are the rules that they have set. So, you know, just another fact, since we're talking about facts and truth, to keep it on the topic.
Yeah. Nice, man.
Right on, Mr. Hick. And that's what I was calling for. I would like to wish you a remarkable day. Kind regards to your colleagues in the audience. And God be with you, Mr. Hick.
Thank you, Denny in Bulgaria. Always classy. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye. Guys, we're just past the top of the hour here. There's one line open. I'll try to plow through all the calls and hopefully get to more stories. Hopefully not too long-winded, right? And of course, Super Chats. I'm so remiss. I'm remiss in not getting to the Super Chats. But it is Petra Thursday. Petra is their 1987 album, This Means War. Don't Let Your Heart Be Hardened. It's kind of a nice track. Hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. I'll be right back for the rest of Hour 2. Hang tight.
Don't let your heart be hardened. Don't let your love grow cold. May it always stay so childlike. May it never grow too old. Don't let your heart be hardened. May you always know the cure. Keep it broken before Jesus. Keep it thankful, meek and pure. May it always feel compassion. May it beat as one with God's. May it
nice, kind of. Got any striper? I do not. Come on, Simba. Let's go home. I can't share that link. What? Your content couldn't be shared because the link goes against our community standards. It's just a YouTube video. Crazy. See if this one works. Oh, it's sharing Facebook. Did you know that Hake streams on Facebook? Allegedly. In the world. Let me try it one more time. Oh, maybe because it says this means war? I don't know. We'll try it one more time. Thank you guys for bearing with me through the beautiful music. How am I sounding over on IG, guys? Mark needs peace. Very angry, says, sorry, I'm sad, 2014. Let me read a few super chats, actually, guys. I've heard people tell me that love is evil spelled backwards. That was a huge mind blank, says Vet Nurse. evil. Well, the way that they use love today, there are Christians who don't even know what love is, thinking that it's an emotion and stuff like that. Hake, you're being cruel today. Listen to David. He is educating you. No, it's not the 14th, my birthday. Okay. On streamlabs.com/TheHakeReport, Gregatron asked, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I'm laughing because Gregatron knows me and somewhat from doing this type of thing. Why are you censoring women's armpits, shoulders, and knee areas? Isn't the WNBA advertising these ladies because they're pretty? And here you are covering them up. What the? Let me show this. Thank you for your super chat, Gregatron. Let me show these things. WNBA orange carpet fashion uncensored. I have censored and uncensored. We're bringing it back. Somebody thanked me in the comments for censoring them. Well, you might be taking back your thanks because I'm going to uncensor them. I have about 18, 19 different screenshots to plow through. Here are the WNBA ladies on the orange carpet. And then we'll get back to the calls, guys. Hang on. And of course, the more of your super chats. Here. Cover your eyes, kids. And men. weak men. Well, everybody's weak, right? And ladies who don't want to see this. here's one. This gal is, I forget what. That's the uncensored one. Go back to the censored one if you can. That's who is that? I don't know. That's one of the black gals from so much better. Censoring required, says GG Cash. Oh, Lord. No. The face one is the funniest, says Chris. Yeah, I had to censor the face because it might have been a transgender. Okay, let's show the others. Let's just show a few of them because I don't really have a lot of time. Okay. Just plow through them if you can there, Hassan. There's the one that's uncensored. Now you see why I censored her in three different areas. That's the one who looks like she might be transgender, but she's not, just because she has too much makeup on. White ladies or light-complexioned ladies, stop using so much makeup. Everybody, even the black gals who use too much makeup, calm yourselves. Okay, show the censored one of that, because that's too much. Doesn't that almost look like a... There it is. It's easier, right? It's less stressful to look at the ones that are censored. Terrific MS Paint skills, says Rich. T- Terrible. Hake is a Muslim. Okay, next picture. Oh, see, that's the one that I had to censor. Yeah. Because she's actually showing... That's sort of provocative, actually. Okay. Too much skin. Too much face. Nah. I'm not a Muslim. You don't have to censor the face unless it's a ugly face. And hey, you're still valuable, even if you're ugly faced. Okay, next. Too much. Too much. Avert your eyes. Yes, that's better. I even censored like the armpit, the shoulder area. I forgot I did that. I cracked myself up. That's not good. Go ahead. Next one. Oh, that, see, there's the face. That's not so bad. But don't you see that? I didn't realize it. I think that's a gal. I think that's a she. So now you understand why I started to like censor other areas, but I'm like, I censored the face. That's a dude, gal. See, isn't that a little bit easier though? And I'm not trying to insult this person. Probably would beat me one-on-one in basketball, maybe. Maybe I could post her up. Boom. But yeah. Especially because you're dressing mannish. And that might be I don't know, is that a transgender? No, I don't think it would be a transgender. Just a mannish person. Or like a Ike Day. Ike Day. Don't say that word, kids. Okay, next. I think that might be all the interesting... Oh, yeah, there's the uncensored... That's our girl. She's white. We're on her side because she's white. Which, her basketball heroes and heroines are black, though. So, shout out. Hey, we love black people. That's the gal. That's Caitlin Clark. Uncensored. Whoa. It makes it sound so bad. Caitlin Clark, uncensored. But, see, this is... She's the one who's like, she doesn't look comfortable in those clothes. And show the censored version of her, because she's like wearing a crop top. See, I covered the belly area. Tummy is the word I didn't want to say last time. And then the top part of the legs, because it's a mini skirt type of thing. And show a little bit less thigh. A little bit less. Because these ladies are so S-wordual, as Denny in Bulgaria rightly said. Women are more sexual than men, in a specific sense. Nice. Thank you, Denny in Bulgaria. Is that all the interesting ones, or is there any other ones? Oh, yeah, there's... See, I didn't really need to censor her at all. But I did censor her. This gal in the white dress, athletic-looking gal, long hair. Is that her natural hair? See, I censored that just to be consistent. why are you censoring their armpits and knee area? Oh, yeah, I didn't need to censor her at all. Another mildly attractive black gal, but I put something there. Just S-wordy older shoulders. X-y olders, Shay. Whatever. Oh, and her, too. I didn't really need to. Oh, I didn't realize it. She's not wearing clothes on that leg. That's just a big old, huge, dark tattoo. I like her hair. It's kind of cool. When gals tie up their hair, but it's kind of loose. Nice. Oh, yeah. See, I didn't really have to do that. See, her too. I didn't really have to, although that would be against the rules at the elementary school and junior high. Showing your exposed midriff. Midriff is another word. Which is to say the belly, tummy thing. All right. Audio podcast listeners, that's too much shoulder for my taste, says Chris. Yeah. So that's all of them, right? Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Hassan. Okay, so what's wrong with Hake? To answer your question, Gregatron, I'm just having fun. Wonder if anybody else has fun that way. I know I have a lot of calls to get to, but I would be remiss not to read these super chats. Lin Yen Chin says, Jesus waged war against insecurity via showing them the way of inner stillness or faith, as he described it, when teaching inner stillness to Peter and other clowns trying to walk on water, Peter the disciple and other clowns trying to walk on water, Jesus was about war, not peace. He has giant robots too. Interesting. But he was about war against insecurity, which is the opposite of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I think he may be referring to my caller, who is insecure and fearful about what's coming in this country, so bad so that he's willing to accuse Hake of being a secret communist. Lin Yanshin continues with another super chat. Mark, don't feel insulted, quote unquote. Feeling insulted and claiming, I am not mad. Oh, I am mad because you kept me on hold. This is my caller yesterday, Mark from Los Angeles, who said the Hake and Snake Show, because I platform a wolf in sheep's clothing, Obama-loving, Obama-style liar, deceiver, communist, platforming him and grin and keep him on for 40 minutes. Are you a secret communist? And then you kept me on hold after the people attacked me personally on the phone, and Hake doesn't like that. Proof that you hold emotion and not truth as your fixation, spirit. Yes. Lin Yanshin, talking to Mark. Feeling insulted and claiming I am mad because you kept me on hold is proof that you hold emotion and not truth as your fixation spirit. Emotion is vital, says Lin Yanshin, but being ruled by it, ruled by your emotions, grants cognitive cancer. It clouds your thinking. Cognitive cancer. Maybe worse than blindness of mama. You know, mama is blind. The angry, emotional people are blind, calling their friends their enemies and their enemies their friends. Nice. Gregatron says, Hake, how dare you run your show the way you want to run it? Shame on you for making a show in your image. The people who criticize your show the most are the ones who watch the most, indeed. If you don't like the show, stop watching. No, if you don't like the show, keep it up. Keep watching. Although, if you need to do something else, you should do something else. Get a job. Get your life together. Of course, yes. Do your silent prayer. The Hake and Snake Report, says Gregatron. Thank you, Gregatron. And in that vein, there were a couple coffees on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. Matthew on YouTube yesterday bought two coffees. Fred, the commie atheist, calls in and tries to get clout on a Christian show. He's a mess. Indeed. He is a mess. And Chris Person 77 says, it's funny that the callers complaining about one another don't realize how similar they are to one another. Indeed. I see Joe from Phoenix and Mark in Los Angeles. Two peas in a pod. The flip side of one another. One is a intellectual, fake calm, fake fair-minded guy. And the other one is a also an intellectual, fake fair-minded guy. But they're both angry and holding on to judgment. And on shallow facts and not truth. Sion C bought a coffee. Save America from these vultures. We are heading into depression. Stand with President Trump. Stay off the pout and chasing fruits. Peaches. Stand up, man. Whatever, Sion. Thank you. Embarrassing. Thank you guys for the... are my chat messages being sent? Yes, indeed they are. Do you not think you say... Okay, quick question from IG, Instagram. Do you not think the word you say and the racism you defend is not evil? You're a scary person. You're referring to me? The words I say and the racism I defend? Huh? How can I defend something that doesn't even exist? I defend people telling the truth or acting as they should, or acting as normal people would. I defend the logic behind the fair statements that people make and fair reasonable actions that people take, sometimes a little overboard maybe, which makes it unreasonable. Only the anger makes it unreasonable. So is that racism? I think you've bought into a lie. You've bought into a lie. And that's what's scary, is that people just swallow lies. You scared? You scared? You're not racist, bro, says Kid Combo One. I know. I'm the least racist person you've ever met, besides Trump. Terrible. People in their imaginations and learning and brainwashing. People were raised differently from you, and maybe you should consider how the so-called racists might be right, rather than jump into all the ways in which you think they're wrong. Ponder how somebody might be right. Or at least just suspend judgment for a second. Suspend the knee-jerk overreaction so that you can calm down and see the truth of what I'm saying or what anybody's saying. Daniel in Texas is on the line here. Daniel in Tejas, how you doing, man? Appreciate you calling and holding.
Well, thank you for having me, James. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. Appreciate you.
I'd like to share my testimony of various callers.
Okay.
I like them all. I like them all. And when they go away for a long time and come back, it's like Christmas.
Yeah, isn't it? It was so good hearing from, it was so refreshing. It is honestly refreshing hearing Mark from Los Angeles call. It may get old after a bit because he is angry, but it's nice to hear a white man, an older white man, speaking his mind, even if in large part it's of the devil. But there's a lot of facts to what he's saying, and it's entertaining. Uh-huh. It's fresh, and it's sort of free. He's speaking freely. This is America, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not just a lot of people call in with that are agitated about something going on.
Yeah. Get it off your chest.
You know how I get when we get into the Civil War.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to shut you up.
Yeah.
you get lost and then people getting bored and then I'm like, but I'm kind of interested sometimes in it, and then
it's a total ego trip. I'm totally stuck in the past.
Right.
I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I have
on
no
man.
Idea what I just go off of what I've read, what I've heard from other lectures. And I try to piece it together with a fair picture.
Right.
But maybe it wasn't fair.
Yeah.
Right?
But it just shows you that you don't really know. Nobody really knows what goes on in the heart of a man.
Yeah.
Except for the man himself and God.
So.
Yeah.
I am happy that because I was wondering for a while there where he's been.
Same here. I wondered too. And I was like, I did not call him back because he left a message after I left him on hold because I had so many calls one day a few weeks back or several weeks back. And he was just being that petty Like, there are so many callers who are just on an ego trip who just want to defend themselves after somebody mentions their name and says something about them. And sure. Usually I, like, defend them a little bit, or I just say, you know. But I'm like, I don't like to feed that ego of the people who do that. And so he got bitter about that, apparently. And I was wondering if that was the reason. And apparently it was. That was the reason he stopped calling for so long, because he got bitter.
Yeah, your instincts served you well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad he's back.
I like them all.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like Joe. I like Mark. And I don't think I've talked to Joe personally, but I talked to Mark personally, and I don't have any problems with him. I like Mark, and I know that Snake Chat says, oh, no, not this person, not this so-and-so.
Right.
They do it with me. They do it with other people.
Yep.
But I've seen real snakes, and real snakes are a lot scarier. As a matter of fact, there were two copperheads that I saw the other day.
Oh, you're talking about actual full-blown real snakes, like physical snakes.
Yeah. Yeah, the real deal is a lot scarier because you don't see them.
Yeah. You've told me this story before.
Yeah. They're out and about now because the weather's warming up. And they're in the trails, and the trails are dirt, and they're the color of dirt, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they got grass snakes, and they have, you know, water moccasins and various types of snakes. And there are some rat snakes that aren't venomous. They're just constrictors. You know, there's a lot of constrictors, but
right.
It helps to know the difference.
True.
But, the ones that are venomous, once you see them and you memorize the distinctive pattern, you can just look them up.
Yeah.
Get an idea of what they are.
I jumped over a rattler before I even realized what it was. I thought it was cow dung when I was running around in about 25 years ago, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Running around in Mount San Antonio College down here in the suburbs. And I was on this race course, but I was just working out, running with my brother. And we heard the rattle. I'm like, whoa!
Yeah. They are masters of disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cracked. I sound like Obama.
And I watch your streams when you go out to the beach and all that. Those are really nice. I watch that in the background while I'm doing other things.
Nice. So, yeah. Cool, man.
I like those nature walks. Those are important.
Same. I like them, too. It brings people together.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Right.
That's all I got. You can get to your other callers.
Sounds good. I appreciate you, Daniel, in Texas. Take care, man.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona is on the line here. Joe in Phoenix, thank you for calling and holding so long, man. How you doing?
Good morning. I won't complain about being on hold for now.
Oh, yeah, because the other guy, he was on hold for more than an hour, and he never even got on air, which sometimes happens. I get the calls get busy.
It's happened to me before, yeah.
Yep, and it's not as though I don't want to get to you guys. I like getting to you guys. So, anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, you're on shorter run. But, yeah, William, I respect you. Shout out to William. We need more black men like you. I love that you have your own ranch up there. That's fantastic.
Do you want to talk to William while you're talking here? Because William is on hold, or do you want to get to your point?
Well, I was just going to say the Steph Curry thing wasn't quite accurate.
Okay,
Steph
let me bring on William in California. Say your point. Say your point about Steph Curry.
Steph Curry thing. He wasn't worried about the Section 8 thing going in. The problem is that, you know, he's a famous person, and putting up a three-story building right next door would invade his privacy with folks looking into his backyard.
Yeah,
that was his issue, and he even offered to pay for a privacy fence to be put up. I don't know if that happened or not, but he didn't have a problem with the property itself. He did.
Oh, so because I got the impression from William's thing and these headlines. And I may have been totally in my imagination. I got the impression that he didn't want these low class,
poor people,
quality,
yeah.
low quality bums who are bad neighbors. They don't make good neighbors.
Maybe he felt that way.
Okay. So it had to do more with privacy. Okay.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm out here the last 4 weeks. I've been coming out to the wine country. Yeah, I do got some land up here. I want to get back into my grandfather helped me do well. I actually helped him in the early 80s with cattle. And I think I got enough knowledge. And with the help of some of the guys in the chat, show me, you know, what to do with the electric fence and all that. You can re-engage it. It's, hey, man, if you put it in the 80s, it still works. So I'm waiting for the, and Joe probably knows about this, for the land to kind of dry out a little more before I get the cattle, because I'm going to get some about five steers and one cow with no bull, because you put the bull out there with them, and they'll just get pregnant. And they'll just be too many head cattle, you know, for the amount of land that you have and everything. So I know Joe knows about that.
That's beautiful, man. Good for you. That's fantastic.
Yes. Nice. Yes. And you know, and the thing with Mark, excuse me, doesn't bother me that a white man is irritated. If he's irritated, this is a free country, and he can say what he wants to say. He doesn't bother me with what he says. And I damn sure I'm not going to celebrate him being upset about something, because that's my man that just got off the phone in Texas, Snake. Snakes are very, camouflage? They're right there. You don't even know. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Mark's feelings on, you know, the format of the show and everything.
No,
and
I like the feedback. Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, of course.
I like him. I respect him. Denny, I respect the hell out of Joe. Joe's got a totally different opposite opinion on a lot of things that I believe in. Me and Joe don't come after each other's neck like that, though. We don't do that.
Exactly.
I respect each other. Exactly.
Well, aren't you guys too, buddies?
Would you say, Joe?
I respect you too, William. I said I respect you too, yeah. Absolutely.
Feelings mutual. Feelings mutual.
You know, Hank, I think I accidentally got another listener for you, you know, my pastor buddy.
Yeah, the one who told you about Romans 12:19.
Yeah, he's been listening to you for the last few weeks, and he called me up yesterday after that call, and he said, Joe, I want to remind you of Luke 6:27, because that caller was clearly in a lot of pain and suffering, and he has a ton of fear and anger. And you need to be nicer to him, Joe. And I said, well, I will try, but I'm not sure I can promise you that.
Luke 6:27, but to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Nice.
It's still working on me, James. It's still working on me. God's still working on me, James.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go.
What's interesting, you know, Joe, is that you're a Christian, and then Mark is a Christian. But you guys both...
I'm Catholic.
Oh, and then William is Catholic, which is also Catholic. Christian.
Right.
And people are nasty when the pressure's on.
Yeah, they get nasty and petty. And I mean, it's like yesterday I was telling you about the Section 8 renting versus the private sector. I don't know, and I'm not going to mention this guy, but I don't know how you would want to counter what I'm saying about free market versus Section 8 is okay for somebody who needs it. For an owner, it's a nightmare. You got your K-1 forms you got to get, and you got to go through the county. You know, they don't call them projects anymore, but it's still public housing. And as an owner, I make a choice not to rent to them. It's not the I guess it is discrimination. I don't want it.
It's just legal discrimination, because there's legal discrimination, right. Then there's illegal discrimination.
Because the other caller says he wants his tenants to be 100% Section 8. Well, you just heard what David and Ocala said, what happened to some woman in her TV and all that. I personally don't want my tenants next to that.
Understood.
You know,
it's
William,
quite understandable.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's different in California, but you know, I've had Section 8 properties here, and it is a good thing, because the money comes in on a regular. You don't have to
guaranteed.
Worry about them missing rent.
Yeah,
and my tenants never gave me any problems at all. I got little old ladies retired.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you know, in California, the caseload is bigger. It's 45 million people, and you got a lot of things like that you have to go through, because I think the rent control laws are different. You have to pass through laws, and there's some things I can pass through to the tenant, some things I can't. Like if the sewer,
the sewer line
that's going to the street, Joe, I'm going to have to pick that up. But if I got to pick that up. But if it's something like let me see, changing locks and maybe the roof, I can pass through those costs to the tenant. Now, if I have a Section 8 tenant, I don't know how it is in Arizona versus Arizona. I know in California, it can be a nightmare. It's just a lot more people. And I dig what you're saying, Joe. I believe what you're saying. You know, they're not all bad.
Joe was trying to make it sound like it was a let's get I don't like this friendly talk. I want to get into conflict, man.
But see, that's you wanting to represent the worst of the blacks.
I know, but I want to because you have to point it out. Section 8 was a wasn't that an album by that guy, that rapper from Compton, Kendrick Lamar? He made a whole album.
Stop
Section 8.
Like you don't know who it is, that rapper. You know who it is.
I couldn't think of his name. Sometimes I blank a little
bit. WNBA girls and that other thing, them WNBA, they don't look good. Stop that.
No, some of them are mildly attractive for sure.
No, get out of here.
I was right to censor the face. The hat got that felt that lady had a hair.
I ain't trying to save my channel. They don't look good.
But Joe from Phoenix, who's on the line here,
WNBA is a huge joke. It wouldn't even exist unless the NBA subsidized them by a team of 10 million a year.
Subsidized by the NBA.
Right. Oh, Section 80.
Pay them. Wait a minute, Joe. You can't pay them more. Halftime, it's like 21-12. It's terrible.
Exactly.
Have you ever been to
There's no revenue, and it's unwatchable. Agreed, William.
The promoter loses his tail on the game. It's like 18,000 seats and there's 1,300 people. They'll sell no hot dogs, no memorabilia. Like you said, Joe. It's subsidized through the NBA.
Oh, Lord. Exactly. Now you guys are agreeing about the equal pay for equal work stuff.
There is
how
no
dumb
equality,
it is.
James.
I know.
You got hot, you got cold, you got stop, you got go, you got man, you got woman.
Right.
You got it hurts, you got it feels good. You got a battery, you can't have two positives to make a battery work. You need a positive and a negative, okay?
Right.
And you can't make a baby with two men. So
exactly.
There's no equality.
Yeah.
James,
that's true.
I know you hate to
you gotta take care, man. Get to these callers.
I know they're gonna agree.
I know you're gonna be on fire. And Joe, have a good day out there. How's the horses?
Horses are doing good, man. Thank you.
Lord. Thank you, William. I appreciate you, man. Take care, William.
All right, y'all. Take care, man.
All right.
Take care.
Joe in Phoenix, you're saying
I hate
to hear black men disagree with each other. Intelligent black men.
Get along, Roll. Sure, you want conflict. I understand.
Yeah, that was. I feel like I have to take a shower. This was too. I feel like I want to spit. You guys are way too friendly to each other.
Well, I respect William. He's a good man.
No man is good.
Anyway, all right. See if we can fight about Trump. You see that they have 7 of the 12 jurors picked now.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
But I don't care about that stuff. I really am not concerned. Like, whatever happens, happens is my view on it, because it's basically a kangaroo court. I don't really respect courts. I respect them in that they can put me in jail or whatever.
You wanted to be on the jury, you said?
Yeah, I totally wanted to be on this jury on a civil case within a car accident. But I think they doxed me. I think one of the lawyers looked me up and saw I was controversial.
There you go.
So, what a mess. I was thinking about you, man. You want to make a federal case out of it, out of my mild and fair-minded and loving criticism for the blacks. And you want to make a federal case out of it. You want to bring up these terrorism laws and stick this terrorism stuff that other people commit on me, and I'm nothing like that, and I'm not even insightful whatsoever.
I disagree. I think you say a lot of things that some of these so-called terrorists say, just in a perhaps more mild way.
I know, but and terrorists again, say the sky is blue too. It doesn't mean that I'm wrong that the sky is blue. They say stuff that reasonable people say.
I'm actually trying to warn you about it, and keep you out of the trouble.
No, I think that I personally think that you would be gleeful. Because look at how gleeful you are about Trump getting persecuted with the law and Alex Jones, my competitor. You would love for JLP and Hake to be banned, would you not?
JLP more than you. I don't want to see you banned. Otherwise, I would not have brought it up to you. And Trump and
you seem
and Alex
like
Jones
you
are criminals.
No, come on, man. Okay,
not persecution, it's justice.
You just acknowledged that you would like to see JLP censored, and you have sort of justified the censorship that comes down on us. That's evil, that's mama spirit, that's communism, and I notice you don't seem to call JLP anymore. You call in to Hake and argue mm-hmm. about JLP's points with Hake.
Not too much. I tend to stick to what you're saying, but I will bring them up from time to time, yeah.
Yeah, because, for example, just yesterday when we had that argument, you brought up, did you know that the affirmative action laws don't say they don't have to be qualified? That's something that JLP says. That's not something that I say.
It's something that I believe you have said, yeah.
I've never suggested that it's written down there. I wouldn't think that it's written down there, but you are setting up a straw man as though you thought you were making a great point. And then when I said, well, that does happen in practice, you acknowledged that I was right, that it does happen in practice, this unqualified or lesser qualified people getting preferential treatment.
I remember you agreeing with the nonsense, totally debunked story about the black air traffic controllers, and that's what I was thinking of when I said that, actually.
The reason I defend that, not because I have any knowledge of that story, because I've never looked into it, I don't know, and I don't care, right? Mm-hmm. But this, I defend that because you said that the FAA or some organization looked into it and found that there was, quote-unquote, that there was no, bias or whatever, but that's the
FAA.
Yeah,
looked into it, found no cheating, no lowering standards, no nothing, and reported it to Congress because Congress asked them, they ordered them to investigate it because that's a national safety issue.
Do you want to hear my reaction to that?
Go right ahead.
Ooh, the FAA and Congress, like they're trustworthy. That's my point. Is that I don't trust these people. And
lying
can you
to Congress
can
is a felony, so
I know, but the Congress are liars themselves, and you have plausible deniability when you say you've looked into it and haven't found anything. You cover your tracks and cover yourself. It's these people
it's
are not
all your imagination.
Well, yes, I imagine that does happen. But my point is, look at the insane false values that these FAA themselves probably, diversity, Congress themselves, diversity, anti-racism, and...
James, Congress is not diversity. Congress, you have to win an election. What are you talking about?
But I'm talking about... I'm not talking about how Congress gets to be Congress. I'm talking about the values that they push. They believe in racism. They believe in diversity and stuff, including the Republicans. They're pathetic. Make me want to spit. And so... Do you think of the Congress?
All white country, but
hold on, man. Do you think that Congress values integrity? The congressmen?
They value their jobs and their paychecks.
Exactly. They don't value mm-hmm. integrity.
Which means they're going to protect their jobs and their paychecks, and they don't want a national crisis and public safety issue because then they would be blamed for that.
Right.
That's how you know they took that issue seriously.
Right, but that just means that they want to cover their bases just so that it looks like they've covered their bases. They don't care that it gets a little out of control. They're fine with the out of control border. They're fine with out of control crime. They're fine with out of control homelessness. And that's what
not
we're seeing.
Not a public safety issue, James.
Those are public safety issues. The border, crime, homelessness, that's public safety issues. That has quality of life. People's quality of life has gone down, and they don't care.
If, as JLP says, planes are falling out of the sky because black air traffic control is unqualified, Congress who would be hung out to dry, and they would lose their jobs and they would lose their paychecks, and that's what they care about. So that's how you know they do a thorough investigation.
You're kidding yourself. But man, I gotta run. What? Nice talking with you, I guess.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye. Kareem in New York is on the line here. Kareem, thanks for calling there and holding. What's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit statistics. I'm going to hit Joe from Phoenix and Mark.
Okay.
Mark is Iron Mark Tyson from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know who he is?
Yes.
He had you on the ropes. You were on the ropes.
You thought so?
Have you been doing shadow boxing today or no?
You know what? I was nursing my wounds. I was licking my wounds.
Must have hurt. But that is a lot of anger. And
yeah.
When you're angry, you're blind. Jesse's so right.
Yeah.
For Joe, I hear Joe say he wants to ban Jesse, and I think, wow, anti-free speech.
Yep.
And then I look at myself and say, I was just saying yesterday, ban Joe from Phoenix.
Right.
Your show.
Yeah.
The same exact thing. Everything you think about him, even if you have the same views, as strongly as he feels about those views, you feel strongly. And I think it's something Jesse's been saying. I hate to bring up Jesse so much on the show, but
no, you're fine.
Jesse's been saying, he looks back on his experience protesting. Nothing got done, but I think he does realize he was just like the people on the other side of the street.
Yeah, just ego.
He had the same spirit, and it doesn't matter what you're fighting for, you're finding a reason to fight.
Yeah.
It's like when you get in a fight and you tell someone, because of this, I don't think there's any reason.
True.
No matter how good your excuse. Now, moving on to statistics, I'll say statistics, like the facts,
yep,
being statistics, and the truth. People love statistics. They can manipulate them.
Yeah.
49% could be nearly half agree with me. 49% could also be less than half agree with me. So you could skew the numbers. And
right.
With a car, you'll get something like, this is a Mercedes-Benz V12, $100,000, the most modern everything. That's the facts. The truth is that car is going to be worth 10 grand in 3 years. It's a piece of junk.
Right.
So.
Nice, man.
I just wanted to bring you some facts. And I do want to argue with you.
Okay.
I see how much airtime Joe gets.
Yeah.
So, is Mark banned from the show?
No, he's not banned. I banned him back in the day, and it may have been a misunderstanding, because he's kind of a boomer or maybe or so. And so I may have misunderstood him. He is a little over the top with his stuff, but
sorry,
no, but he's not banned.
I have to start with a poem. I forgot.
Okay.
When you spent the rent, you'll get sentimental. But I don't give a damn, dog. Save it for your landlord.
Nice.
yeah, but Iron Mark Tyson definitely needs his own podcast, and it's going to be Mark My Words.
Nice. Right on, Kareem. You can be his producer, maybe. I wonder if are you a Black American, or are you a Negro, as he would call you?
You know what? Hey, no, but my son is.
Okay. Nice.
So, you know, I have to represent through his culture.
Is that your, not to dox you, but is that your real name, Kareem, or is this a pen name? You don't have to tell me.
Not to dox you, but let me dox you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm curious, but you don't have to answer this question. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, like I said, not to dox you, but to dox you.
Right. You. I know. Don't answer that then. Let's leave it alone.
Hank, I appreciate everything you do, though. I enjoy listening. And if you want, I'll call in more often.
Of course. Yeah, you're welcome.
But it's always going to start with a poem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I'll try to keep the cuss words out.
Yeah, because damn, you said damn. That's the original curse.
I knew that you would. I knew, but you repeated it just now because it's not really that big,
right?
And that lyric is just, you know,
yeah.
That's what you have to say in that lyric.
Yep. All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Sorry I didn't let you talk.
Oh, you're fine. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Let me double check for any remaining Super Chats, because I don't want to be remiss in not getting to the Super Chats. At this point, just call me Mike Bought Five Coffees. A debate between Joe the Snake and Grand Wizard Mark, hosted by Holy Hake, would be an historical moment. And let's not forget Wigger Will versus Marvelous Maze. That could be interesting. Emoji thinking. Salute and Blue Heart. Thank you, Mike, as always, man. My goodness. What am I going to do? How much time do we have here? Because the lines are full. It's just at 5 minutes till. And I have a rule, guys, that I don't take callers at 5 minutes till. And it's 5 minutes till five till. Joelle Friday is coming up next, guys. I would love to get to... What are you doing? Stop it. Joelle Friday in here getting his stuff ready. His bag. I would love to get to my favorite caller, Maze, who wanted to give her purpose in calling. She was on hold forever. Artie Art from Ohio wanted to talk about this Laken Riley versus the George Floyd comment from Mark in Los Angeles, who said, oh, Laken Riley, they were peacefully gathering to have a funeral. And then George Floyd, they had this nasty worldwide rioting and insurrection. Art from Ohio wanted to make a comment about that, and I would love to talk about that more, because I don't think that it's like a boring thing. Okay, yes, we already know whites are more peaceful, but where's the depth to it? Because whites being peaceful but still emotional towards Laken Riley, there was a person who thought, oh, so you're saying they can't show empathy? They can, but it's not going to do any good. And then Mark himself from Los Angeles wanted to respond to calls and comments. And of course, Rick in Hampton, Virginia, wanted to talk about being sick of diversity and Democrat talking points. And the rest of the callers, I cannot get to you. Super Chatters, I think I'm caught up with you, but there were some comments I wanted to get to, including a BitChute couple of comments about Trump. But guys, I got to end. Again, Joelle Friday TV is coming up next. This is Torah Torah Torrance. It's Torah Torah Torrance Tours Day. Hat tip to our resident pagan, Kevin Howe. Thursday. Killer cut the phone line from the 2001 album Get Into It. Hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. Adios, America. Joelle Friday TV coming up next. Bye. It's time to let you up. It's Christian, maybe, guys, from Lufo Records. I like his bratty vocals. So good. Look at that spider. Where's my church of fire? Why has it been burned to the ground? Where's everyone? What about this side? Where's everyone? I don't know what it's about. Where's everyone? What about this side? Where's everyone? Is this Oasis? I don't like those vocals. Adios, America.